Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Monday, All Hallows Eve, October 31st, 2011, and we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Fresh out of prison for a crime he says he didn't commit, and I've looked at the case. It's clear he was framed, and lawyers and others involved said it was a miscarriage of justice. Fresh out of prison. He's been out for a while, but this will be the first major interview he does. Fritz Springmeier is scheduled to be joining us today, coming up in the third hour. Amazing researcher, prolific author. I'll be honest with you. I read some of his stuff 12 years ago or so and really couldn't believe it. And then over the years, so much of it turned out to be true. So stuff that I read as, quite frankly, entertaining nightmare horror fiction has turned out to be accurate in many respects. I haven't read all of his books, but I've read several of them. They're giant, thick things. We carry his Bloodline to the Illuminati book, Going into the Big 13 Families, at Infowars.com. And over the years he's been in prison, that's been the only revenue that his wife has basically had. So Fritz will be joining us coming up in the third hour. In the meantime, we are going to have open phones today. And I noticed about a week ago that the system was unable to co-opt Occupy Wall Street. They put out the call, the Democratic operatives did, to call out well-meaning people. Then they tried to fully co-opt it to be Obama supporters and to call for tax increases on the middle class. That failed to a great extent, though there are the communists and others involved. It's a diverse mix, and the In the Fetters and others have been down there educating them. So now, you notice over the weekend, you saw attacks all over the United States against Occupy Wall Street and people being taken to jail. And you saw the predictable demonization campaigns. And I heard local radio this morning demonizing the right of assembly and saying it was bad. And also I heard the Austin police chief, you know, saying, well, somebody defecated in the flower bed at the city hall. Well, I've talked to multiple sources and I'm going to try to get them to go public. But anyone being let out of the homeless shelters or homeless being arrested or people being let out of prison are being told by the local constabulary to go down to City Hall and that that's the only place they're allowed to sleep at night. And so another false flag. And I'd already been told this over the weekend by multiple sources. And then I'm listening to local radio this morning, local 590, with the host in there bashing Occupy Wall Street, just the idea of protesting. And I heard a very well-spoken vet call in who owns his own business. He said, A, we're not all unemployed, like you say. B, we've confirmed they're telling homeless who are arrested for being out drunk at night, you won't be arrested. This is at the Austin Travis County Jail. You're allowed to go sleep at Occupy. And so they're literally sending the homeless people who are drunk out of their minds with a dribbling diarrhea behind them there. And my crew's been down there. That's who's down there. It's homeless people. And this is happening in New York and other areas. So the media can say, look, they're dirty winos. And then paint the idea of protesting, period, as a wino with a bottle of Jack Daniels. Who's malnourished. It's incredible how the system runs false flags. The dozens arrested off by demonstration in Austin. Actually, it's 40 plus now. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is All Hallows Eve, the night before All Saints Day, known as Halloween or the Devil's Holiday. Of course, it wasn't even a popular holiday until manufactured in the 1950s, picking up on the Druidic celebration of Samhain or Samhain, Human Sacrifice Day, that's mainline history books, human sacrifice all over Europe, throwing bound children, sometimes even war leaders or chiefs, into burning pits of flame and coals. And then the establishment, wanting a new holiday to push, basically picked it and manufactured, and it was not popularly celebrated until the mid-1950s. And they had songs like The Monster Mash, It Was a Graveyard Smash, The Monster Mash. So we are live, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank you all for joining us here today for this worldwide transmission. We do have Fritz Springmeier, who was convicted of reportedly robbing a bank. He was a prolific writer, selling tens of thousands of books a month, from what I know, and then reportedly went out and robbed a bank. And, of course, the evidence was he was completely and totally set up. He'll be joining us today here on air. And I will tell you, he's lost a lot of weight. I've now seen a short video of him. This will be his first major interview. And he looks like basically a concentration camp victim compared to the way he looked previously. He looks like he's lost about half his body weight and is frail, so we should be praying for him. And he says he's coming on, though you know they could try to gin something up for him speaking out and throw him back in the hooskow, but he is certainly not one to give up. So we'll be talking to Fritz Sprenmeyer about the state of the world and more coming up in this important interview for much of the third hour today. Now, that said, we are seeing huge developments in the global economy right now. We also have some very important Frankenfood news dealing with the genetic takeover of our planet. You have the whole Herman Cain scandal that is a complete distraction and diversion from the issues. We have DHS-funded taser drones launched in Texas. They have basically the taser shotgun rounds in them and can taser you from a distance directly out of they live, where the little drone flies over and Rowdy Piper says, "Hello there, my little friend. Come to tell them where I am." And then he shoots it with a shotgun. I think we're going to do a bit on that tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. So that's coming up. Also, communist occupy Pontiac, Michigan. We've got a first ever look inside the new Red Dawn that was going to come out this year, but it didn't come out this year because the communist Chinese got upset. I didn't even know that. I was trying to find out about the film this morning and instead discovered that it who knows, it might not even come out next year because the communist Chinese got mad. So they had to go in with digital computers and reportedly spend a whole bunch of money to take the communist Chinese symbols off things and put North Korean symbols on it. But because North Korea is a client state of the Chi-Coms, that's now upsetting them. And because China holds so many of our T-bills, we now can't, I guess, criticize them. But the reason I was looking up Red Dawn this morning, the new Red Dawn, is because I saw a comment on one of my videos, a video response to a video that had just been posted yesterday. It only had maybe 50 views, titled "Communist Occupy Potomac or Pontiac," and that is now up at Infowars.com, and it's a first look inside the film. You know why it's a first look? They haven't released trailers, nothing. Nothing that I could find. This is just somebody walking around in Pontiac, where a whole area of the town where everything's shut down has been turned into occupied America. And it actually looks like something the TSA would set up. So we have all the video of the signs, you know, looking for certain citizens that need to be picked up to see something, say something. A lot of the posters look like some of the things the communists have had at Occupy Wall Street, where, you know, they're saying transfer the wealth and free market is evil. So some pretty powerful video up at Infowars.com of that titled "Communist Occupy Pontiac." The video below shows a set for the new version of the movie Red Dawn. It was recorded on a street in Pontiac, Michigan. It's interesting to note that the posters show in the video, one is reminiscent of the Occupy Wall Street crowd, while another looks like something the Department of Homeland Security might put out. It says, "Deceitful leaders, greedy corporations. This is not democracy. We are here to help." Like, that's the movie poster. It says, "We are here to help," with a red star. just like Homeland Security. And then it also says, you know, "Don't believe the internet propaganda, lies. We are here to help." Sounds like Cass Sunstein at the White House. And then they have images of the citizens by the hundreds up on placards saying, "Dangerous citizen alert." And it's got images of all the people that need to be picked up and arrested. And, of course, it will really kill the plausibility of the film to have the invasion be by North Koreans who couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag instead of the communist Chinese who've really infiltrated this country to such a great extent and have more than 5,000 front companies and have been caught shipping weapons in and would find a lot of Americans the socialist bent that would actually aid them. Like the Chinese somehow invading this country through covert operations and cutting off certain areas of the nation is more plausible than the 1980s Red Dawn with the Russians. They've got more manpower, more systems, and I'm not saying that's going to happen either. They don't need to. It's the global bankers that have conquered China and the United States, and they're playing us off against each other. But just amazing. And again, we'll be covering that tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Continuing with surveillance, it's getting picked up in the British news over in the UK, the Daily Mail. Who's listening to your calls? And it goes on to say the Met's blanket surveillance system will track thousands of innocent civilians' mobiles. And it goes on to admit that the London police, and it goes along and says the U.S. government as well is involved in the same thing, as if that makes it okay, is just listening to people's phones and tracking them without warrants. Yes, this has been going on for more than a decade, and it's directly out of a nightmare system. It's the opposite of a free society. And here's the central point before I get into all this news that I want to make to whoever you are, no matter what area of the political spectrum you say that you sit on, or perhaps you're off the reservation like I am. This is the message. You cannot doubt, any angle you look at it from, that the powers that be are moving this country and every other nation they control in a hardcore retrograde move towards oppression, surveillance, every form of known oppression and tyranny. There is no doubting anybody that's honest, and there's also no doubting that when you have a Republican in office now, the very same globalist aims are forwarded. And when you get a Democrat in office, the very same globalist programs are moved forward. There's different rhetoric, but the exact same programs are continued in lockstep, whether it's banker takeover bailouts, or whether it's gun control moves, or immigration policy, or military policy, or secret arrest or torture policy. It is the exact same direction. And that's why you see the leader of the Republican PAC, Mitt Romney, and I talk to Republicans all the time, mainline Republicans. I was talking to a former naval aviator, you know, F-14 pilot, who's a stockbroker, at a party I was at this weekend. It was at my parents' party. He was really nice fella. And he even listens to the show some. But I brought up Mitt Romney to him. He said, yeah, I like Ron Paul on some things, but, you know, not on others. But he said, I said, well, what about Mitt Romney? I mean, he's the leader, and he's for open borders, illegal alien amnesty, restrictions on the Second Amendment. He wrote the socialist health care plan. He's for carbon taxes. He's for abortion. And I said, why are Republicans supporting him? And he goes, well, because they know he could probably win. And, you know, they know they need to be basically moderate. And he went on to say that, well, Mitt Romney's a politician. He was doing that to win in Massachusetts. See, there's this attitude that politicians that know how to change their color like a chameleon, that oh, well, that's why Mitt Romney supports gun control. That's why Mitt Romney wrote the health care bill. That's why he did this. He's really a good guy. He'll show those Democrats once he gets in power. Of course, he didn't go that far, but that was the flavor of it. And it's they get so into the system and buying into the rules of the system and what is seen as strategic within the system and regurgitating what intellectual pygmies in suits on the morning shows, the Sunday shows, tell them that's the way the world needs to be. People are stuck in this reservation, Democrat and Republican. No, Mitt Romney didn't do that because he's a political chameleon. He did that because that's what the big bankers want, is a collectivized society for the general public while they're offshore exempt from it. They want to, okay, that's why no matter who you get on, get in, this continues. These politicians are all doing things that are unpopular.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
Okay, we are back live. The point I was getting to as we came to break is Mitt Romney is not in the past promoting gun control, open borders, sanctuary cities, carbon taxes, abortion, because he's doing it to be popular. If you look at all those issues, they're wildly unpopular across the political spectrum at around 70%, conservatively. They do it because that's what the ruling class wants. That's what the ultra-rich globalists want, who have all basically unified around destroying this country. The reason we're losing our liberties and our freedoms is because the establishment wants to secure their ill-gotten gains. And in the process of it, when revolution comes in this country, they're going to try to steer it into a collectivist system that will destroy the middle class and put regulations on what's left of the free market and shut it down. We are at the very end of America. Classical domestic homeland security police state systems are being put in. And in all the training manuals, it is for the general public, designed for the entire populace, not for rogue terror groups that you're told they're for. It is right out of a textbook what they would set up in a Nazi Germany or a Soviet Union. In occupied areas, Germany, in major population centers that were trusted, was not this controlled. As controlled as we now are. Occupied areas of Poland and Ukraine and Western Russia were. Areas of North Africa were. Areas of France that had heavy resistance. I mean, this is called an internal defense in Pentagon doctrine. For when they've occupied a country, Vietnam, how to suppress the public. I played you those internal PSYOP films yesterday on air that have been declassified. And you watch what a martial law internal defense structure is. That's what the homeland is. That's the absorption of America. When you hear homeland, that's the new America absorbing the system. Mitt Romney would be wildly popular with the people if he was pro-gun, anti-government-run health care, anti-carbon tax. But he doesn't care because he's bought and paid for by the globalist. Herman Cain is trying to sell new taxes as constitutional and conservative, and I told you for 16 years, when they propose the new national sales tax and VAT, they're not going to get rid of the income tax or the payroll tax. So it's really 9999, and then they can jack up all the nines. Why do they have Bill O'Reilly? Why do they have Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all of them over the years pushing, well, we got to pay off our debts. Cut government and raise new taxes. Can you imagine the IRS over sales taxes now? They've been getting everybody ready for this for decades, making old ladies swipe cards to buy wine or beer. That's what this whole cashless thing's about, is it's going to be graduated depending on your income, how much sales tax you pay. This has all been actuaried out by the Rand Corporation, MIT, and others. That's how I knew it was coming. I've shown you the documents. I've gone over here on air. I know what their next 10 moves are, and I'm sitting here in horror going, hey, I got their entire battle plan. You might want to listen to me. I know what's going on. I don't know. I told you 9 years ago they were going to set up checkpoints domestically and the TSA was going to be the new national security force. Then Obama announced it would be a new domestic national security force. Everybody said, how did you know that? Because, and they go, well, it's Obama doing it. Suddenly conservatives that had supported it are suddenly against it because Obama made the announcement. Oh, you watch. When you get a Republican in, they're going to continue all this and then some. And remember, going back more than 10 years before 9/11, all of the internal manuals we've been sent and that we've published over and over again, they never started making national news till 3 years ago. You go back to Road to Tyranny and other films, I've got the manuals right there. It's never about Arab or Muslim terrorists. It's all flag-waving, gun-owning, red-blooded people who aren't communist. You are the enemy. The subversives are the people that hijack the government. And they're not communist. The real political spectrum is communism at the grassroots to make you dependent. but not calling it communism, and then a corporate fascist system above it directing government to shut down all its competition. That's what should be taught in political science classrooms, and I've had them laugh at me for more than a decade, but now it's catching on. The term that I've always used, crony capitalist, is now caught on, and you bankers are in trouble. We have now identified you!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the back
again. Just during the break, I saw Newt Gingrich on Fox Television. And they had the headline under Newt Gingrich gaining ground after slow start. Newt Gingrich, in fact, I meant to get to this a few weeks ago. I got to dig the book out and to go to the quotes again. He wrote the foreword to two of the Toffler's books back in the 80s, where he calls for the end of American sovereignty in a global government. This is a guy who they put in there to take control of the conservative revolution in 1994. This is a guy who will say a lot of the right things on TV, but was taken from obscurity as a Georgia professor and made the Speaker of the House of Representatives because he is total New World Order. And most people don't even know this. He supported the carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich has supported gun control. Newt Gingrich has supported all sorts of horrible things, and I tell conservatives this, and they look at me like I'm a liar, when they could just type into a search engine, Newt Gingrich, you know, does climate commercial with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with as a society, and Herman Cain running around proposing new taxes, and he headed up the Federal Reserve in Kansas City. You see, they're trying to muddy the waters here to make all of this about either you're against Wall Street, which signifies the free market, or you're against Washington. The Tea Party is against Washington, we're told, and is right wing, and Occupy Wall Street is leftist and against the free market. Instead, we should be honest and say, okay, Wall Street is just a name of tens of thousands of companies. What about the big mega banks that actually lobby? You know, let's see how Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo and Bank of America and Citibank, how are they lobbying? What do they give their money to? And when you go look up who gives money to Handgun Control Incorporated, you can just type in who funds Handgun Control Incorporated or who funds Mecha or La Raza. Or if you type in who funds North American Union Initiative, or you type in who's funding single-payer healthcare program, or if you type in who's funding every issue you can imagine, it's the big mega banks. The biggest funder across the board from the Nature Conservancy to the Sierra Club is Goldman Sachs. Their former presidents and vice presidents run all the groups. Go look it up. These big so-called free market bankers, when you actually dig into it, are funding the subversion of our basic liberties, of private property, of the freedom of mobility, everything. They are the ones driving our government. They are the mega banks on record that literally in Latin America, Africa, Asia, Middle East will spend decades getting their president, their prime minister in, former vice presidents of theirs, literally in 50 or so countries I've looked up, all the big ones they're taking down. They'll have the finance minister, just like in Greece, just like in Ireland, just like in Iceland, just like in Spain, just like in France, just like in the U.S. And it's literally an intelligence group. It's a private mafia that operates with government security clearances and runs everything. They're the ones financing taking your guns. They're the ones financing Animal ID, Premises ID, Food Safety Act, written by Big Agra to shut down your farm and ranch. They are a corporate Borg that leaves nothing unscorched. It is a scorched earth policy of total domination. And then they fund, on record, and come out and endorse Occupy Wall Street a month ago. Adbusters and others on record, George Soros connected groups, openly 3 months ago put the call out to Occupy Wall Street on the October date, the early October date. I forget the day it started, what, October 3rd or something. Well-meaning people hear the general call as, you know, we're tired of corruption of Wall Street. They show up and the operatives show up to try to organize them and control them into a group that they can now aim at what's left of America. And play the Tea Party, co-opted by Republicans, off against Occupy Wall Street that's been co-opted and occupied by the Democrats. All part of the same dialectic. Instead of looking at the hands and looking at the arms, look at the head. Look at the brain that's running it. When you start thinking like that, full spectrum, deep analysis, historical review, understanding of different strategies that are employed against populations in the great game, divide and conquer, balkanization, divide and rule strategies, stratagems by the different apparatchiks that are involved in this, then you will suddenly see it and understand it, and it will be so simple, you're like, that wasn't complex. It's like in the 80s, those paintings that came out where it was find the hidden image. You'd step back and you'd look at it, you'd look again, and as soon as you relaxed, you'd go, oh, it's a dolphin, or it's a man's face, or, you know, it's whatever. As soon as you stepped back, you were able to see it. And it's the same thing here. As soon as you just step back, think outside the box and look, and you'll go, oh, my gosh. And, of course, everybody instinctively says, oh, there's no difference between the parties. They're all controlled, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, what does that really mean? Well, it means if somebody real comes along, like a Ron Paul, who actually has a perfect constitutional voting record, who never sells out, who isn't a chameleon, who stands out like a yellow school bus in the middle of a field, the whole system, A, ignores him. When they're forced to cover him, they demonize him and say he can't win because he is a literal antidote to the system. So if you go out and vote for Mitt Romney because you think he's the winner, well, you're just as stupid as the Obama supporters who thought he was going to fix it all. But remember, Mitt Romney, if he wins, is there to sell you out. But as soon as he gets into office, Democrats will attack him, whatever he's doing, and then you will suddenly support him in a tribal rah-rah for your team, and that's how they fool you. Just like Democrats support Obama when Republicans attack him, but the Republicans will generally attack him for things that they were already doing themselves. And at a certain point, they really are attacking each other, but they're only fighting over who gets to be the most powerful in those positions at the pig trough. They're not actually fighting over intellectual issues. Now, again, I know most of the audience understands this, but I would like to hear from occupied Wall Street people that disagree with me. I'd like to hear from Mitt Romney supporters that disagree with me. I'd like to hear from Herman Cain supporters. I'd like to hear from all you Obama people that got so mad at me when I made the Obama deception and were trying to boycott us and threatening us and dirty tricks and everything else we went through when we exposed exactly what Obama would do, because we know what we're talking about, because we're not in the dark. We're not into being bamboozled. We don't like being gamed and hustled and scammed and suckered and screwed and cheated and robbed and raped and laughed at. We don't think that's funny. I don't want my children growing up in a police state. I want my private property. I want my right to practice my religion, or lack of it, depending on what your view is. I want my life, and I want to be left alone, and I don't want to be a slave like 90% of people in this world are living in countries that may call themselves somewhat free, but you look at it closely, they're not. In America, there's two different worlds living together at the same time. There's the homeland, that is the modern name of the New World Order, private Federal Reserve, occupation. There's und homeland. There's this globalist system, and America is this homeland empire, or the giant cyclops that the bankers trot out to dominate whoever they're going after. And then you've got the old republic under it. And the homeland is dissolving the republic and attacking its foundations. It's absorbing it. It's using it up. But we have to run in and defend the republic, aid the republic. It's a spirit. It's an idea. It's a philosophy. It's bulletproof. It's a manifesto. It's a constitution. It's a declaration of independence. And so it's a spirit. And the enemy wants to demoralize you. The enemy wants you to think you don't have power. The enemy wants you to be scared. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing you have to fear is not getting up off of your butt and resisting these people. And it starts by going over and knocking on your neighbor's doors and saying, I'm going to show a film this Saturday night at my house, and I'm going to cook hamburgers for everybody. You want to come over? It's a political film that's not left or right. It's about where this country stands. And it could be Endgame. It could be Invisible Empire with Jason Burmes. It could be Terror Storm. It could be Fall of the Republic. It could be any of those films. It could be Aaron Ree Russo's American Freedom to Fascism. You want to defeat the New World Order? It starts with you literally printing up copies of the Declaration of Independence, going to your neighbor's house and saying, I want to talk to you. And you know what? You may talk to 10 people till you find somebody that wants to talk to you. But now there's two of you. Now you don't feel so alone. When there's two of you knocking on doors, suddenly you won't get one out of 10 or so to join you. Suddenly half the people. Now suddenly you got 20 people coming to the next road. Starts with one, ends up with two at the end of the street. Now by three streets over, it's 20 or 30 of you knocking on doors. And hey, turn the television off night every week. Start picking somebody's front yard or backyard to have a party in. And run up flags. Run up a don't tread on me flag. Just start preaching the culture of liberty, and people are hungry for it like a man in the desert who hadn't had water in 4 days. People are hungry. They are thirsty. They are crying out for it, and you've simply got to reach out to them. That will defeat the globalist. The whole world government is moving out in the open right now. All of the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And we knew their plan. We understood their plan. And for almost 17 years, I have attacked them at point blank range. You have attacked them for many years. Some have attacked them for 50 years, seeing it coming as the globalists were building their new system. And the parasite was growing the whole time. That was its incentive to keep growing. And now it's overtaking the republic. Now that they're on top of us, you ever had a bully sit on you when you're 10 years old, sit there, punch you in the face and spit on you, and you finally get angry and throw them off of you and beat the tar out of them? We're at the point where they're squatting on us, spitting on us, hissing at us with their big snake eyes like pinwheels, trying to hypnotize us culturally, spiritually, societally. And it's time to get up. You're not thinking about getting up. You're not thinking about getting these guys off your back. You're not thinking about it. You're going to do it. You're going to stand up, period. And that's what it's going to take. Because the choice we have is no choice at all. The alternative. I mean, this is not some run-of-the-mill, good old boy, boss hog corruption we're dealing with. This is not just the, no. This is scientific. But as sophisticated as this tyranny is, once you're aware of it, once you know that it isn't going to give you quarter, once you know it's not going to give you a place in it. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of sociopaths I know out there listening. Is this system overall doing good for you? On average, no, it's not. You're losing out as well. You see, when everybody sells out, it creates a total hell. I mean, I look at all these cloistered, yuppie-type businessmen in their perfect suits, and you'll see them at dinner meetings talking, and everything is totally calculated with a fake affect and response. And it's like, why are you even having dinner together? It's not even real. I mean, that's got to be a prison you're in. But see, for those people, building a wall like that is a shield. And the truth is, those are cowardly people. We need to cultivate uprightness, true intent, and honor and directness. You are nervous about knocking on your neighbor's door. You're nervous about going and speaking at the city council. You're nervous about being involved politically. If you do it 10, 20, 30, 40 times, you will become completely confident and empowered. And then you can go to the other extreme where you get like I am. I can fall asleep in front of city council. I can give some of the best speeches you've ever seen, as I know some of you have witnessed, because it comes from my heart. But my problem is I do this so much. I've gone to the other side of the spectrum where it's like breathing. But you feel disempowered and you feel hopeless because you're not moving. And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to do a perfect job the first time you take action or the 50th time. But you are going to feel so empowered and so alive, and you are going to build those political and intellectual muscles by taking action, by taking the field. If you never tried to learn how to row, you're not going to learn how to row. If you never tried to learn how to play golf, you're never going to learn how to play golf. If you never try to learn how to box, you're never going to learn how to box. If you never try to learn how to work wood or oil paint, you're never going to learn how. If you never try to learn about how the world really works, you're not going to know anything. And the system thinks you're lazy. They think you're broke back. They think they can run over you. And listen, a lot of people are in a total trance, living in la-la land, arrested development, and you're not going to reach them. They don't count. They've never counted. It's 5% of the population on the side of good and the side of evil. 90% sucking their thumb, looking for somebody to lead them, looking for somebody to help them. That's a fact historically. And the secret is, of the 5% that evil's got, more than 4% of that, or more than 4/5 of it, are well-meaning people in a brainwashed template, believing they're helping good by the evil. When you show them their compartmentalization and show them how they're serving darkness, you can flip that 4/10 of the enemy's force to us like that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com, or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
to stop ranting and pontificating for a few minutes and open the phones up and cover news for the entire second hour coming up today. Any news item you want to cover, any issue, any question, you disagree, you agree. But I'd like to hear from Obama supporters who think I'm wrong and still think he's a good guy. I want to hear from Mitt Romney supporters. Do folks believe these polls that's what conservatives want? A guy who literally is like Al Gore with better hair? Or do conservatives think, like they told me on the ground, oh, Alex, he's just a chameleon. You know, he did that to get elected. What? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, looking for a different outcome or response. The entire stock market is rigged on record by the mega banks for volatility, up and down, so they can generate fees. It is so frustrating to see this unfolding. Now, after I get to some of your calls, and by the way, the number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. After I get to some of your phone calls here today, and it's not first-time callers, but if you've called in the last few weeks, give somebody else a chance, please, because we don't screen your calls, and longtime fans kind of take advantage of it so other folks can't get on board. 800-259-9231. Coming up, I mentioned some of this yesterday, but the New York Times, the Washington Times, and others are reporting that Israel may go ahead and strike Iran, and that indeed the green light been given to Washington. Washington's been told Israel's getting ready to strike it. And here's a New York Times article, U.S. planning troop buildup in Gulf after exit from Iraq with an eye towards the threat of a belligerent Iran. That's New York Times Saturday. Here's Haaretz, though. An attack on Iran would be disastrous for Israel by Amir Oren. A lot of the Israelis, it's not one monolithic group, they're saying bad idea. Also, remember Bill Gates saying they want to release genetically modified mosquitoes to, quote, cure you of malaria and other things, but also to forcibly give you vaccines? See, everything's moving into forced vaccines where it's in the pharmacological beets or the pharmacological onions, where it actually grows the big pharma in it. Listen to this. Concerns are raised about genetically engineered mosquitoes, New York Times. And they go on to say, we're worried because you're releasing something that can't be recalled. So that's all coming up as well, and a bunch of other news. What do you think about armed citizen militias showing up at Occupy Phoenix? Well, I'm all for people open carrying to point out the Second Amendment. My issue is this group is led by an admitted member of the National Socialist Party, or he attends their meetings. We got video of him. And either he's an idiot or he's then a Fed. I mean, I can't see it any other way. I mean, even if you were a white supremacist, God forbid, actually wearing Nazi uniforms, as some of these people do. I mean, this is ridiculous. Some socialist party from the 1930s, it's clown-like. It's clown-like. I told you Al Turner was a Fed, and he was. I'm not saying these guys are, but if they're not, my goodness. Before I end this hour, I keep forgetting. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, which is InfoWarsNews.com. You can get there that way as well. We've got 15-day free trial running right now. Period. You sign up, you get 15 free days. Even if you're trying to set up officially. And just stay there. You got to renew it when it comes to 15 days. You got to okay it. 15 days, see the nightly news, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, everything. Right now, for a limited time, 15 days free.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.